FHE, Guests for General Conference, by Kimberly Webb, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Every man shall hear the fullness of the gospel in his own tongue. Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 11. Abby lived near Temple Square in Salt Lake City, Utah. She loved to see the Christmas lights twinkling in the winter and the tulips blooming in the spring, and hear the Tabernacle Choir singing all year round. One day in sacrament meeting, Bishop Allen made an announcement. Some church members from Mexico are thinking about coming to General Conference, and they'll need places to stay. If any of you can host these guests, please talk to me after the meeting. On the way home from church, Abby asked, "Will any of the visitors from Mexico come to our house for General Conference?" "I'm not sure, sweetie, but we've volunteered to let a family stay with us if they need to," Dad said. "Why do they want to come all this way for General Conference? Can't they watch it on TV?" "They can watch it at their stake center," Mom explained. "But until now, they have never had the opportunity to see a prophet in person. Do you remember how you felt when you saw President Hinckley?" Abby nodded. "I felt the spirit really strongly when he walked into the room." She had never been to General Conference, but she had seen the prophet and two apostles speak in other meetings. She had even gotten to shake an apostle's hand. Until now, she had never really thought about how special that was. "Not every member of the church gets a chance to see the prophet," Dad said. "Some watch conference at a stake center, and others listen to him on the radio. Some people can only read what he says weeks or months later. Listening to him any way you can and obeying his words is what matters most," Mom added. Abby knew that Mom was right, but she was still glad she had been able to see President Hinckley. She imagined living far away from Salt Lake, not being able to hear the prophet speaking inside the conference center, or see the tulips blooming around the temple nearby. "I would travel a long way too," she decided aloud, "just to see the prophet once." She hoped that the families from Mexico would come. When the bishop called to tell Abby's dad that they would have guests for General Conference, Abby was excited and worried. Her family's house was small. Would the visitors like staying here? She was also worried about the language differences. She didn't know any Spanish. How would she talk to them? 3 weeks later, she stood with her parents in the stake center parking lot, waiting for the guests to arrive. Soon a dusty bus pulled into the lot. It jerked to a stop, and people piled out the door. They looked tired, and their clothes were wrinkled, but they were smiling. Dad walked over to the group and started speaking in Spanish. He had learned it while serving a mission in Argentina. Soon he came back with a couple and their two children. "This is Bishop Martinez, Sister Martinez, and their children, Isabel and Alejandro." Alejandro was barely old enough to walk, but Isabel seemed to be only a bit younger than Abby. Then Dad introduced Abby and her mom to the Martinez in Spanish. "Hola," Isabel said shyly. "Hola," Abby repeated. Her dad had taught her that it meant hello. As Isabel smiled at her, Abby's worries disappeared. They couldn't speak very well to each other, but they could still be friends. After dinner, Isabel followed Abby into her room. Abby pulled out her box of toy dishes and food. Picking up a plastic apple, she told Isabel the English word. "Apple," Isabel repeated. "Manzana," Abby said. Isabel pretended to gobble it up, and they both laughed. Isabel rummaged through the box and pulled out a little milk carton. "Leche," she said. Abby repeated the Spanish word, then told her the English word. One by one, they learned all the toys' names. "This is fun," Abby thought. Suddenly, Isabel covered her face with her hands and cried, "Adios!" Abby knew that meant goodbye. Confused, she wondered if she had somehow hurt Isabel's feelings. But then Isabel opened her hands like shutters and yelled, "Hola!" She giggled, her hands flapped shut again. "Adios!" "It's like peekaboo," Abby realized. She joined in. "Hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye." The next day during conference, Abby imagined Isabel sitting at the conference center, listening to a translator through headphones. She couldn't wait for her new friend to come back and tell her what she thought of everything. When the Martinas returned, Isabel chattered excitedly. Abby had never heard anyone talk so fast. "What's she saying, Dad?" Abby asked. "Did she like conference?" "Yes," Dad answered with a smile. "She saw the prophet." Abby grinned. In no time at all, Abby and her family were taking the Martinez back to the Stake Center to board their bus for home. Abby felt so sad she couldn't even look at Isabel. She didn't want anyone to see her cry. But Isabel wasn't going to leave without a goodbye. She hugged Abby. Then she brought her hands up to her face. "Hola, adios. Hola, adios." She laughed as she played their peekaboo game. "Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye," Abby replied. She giggled too, even though there was a lump in her throat. As the bus drove away, Abby tried to smile. "Can we have guests for general conference every year?" she asked. "I liked making a new friend." Note: Kimberly Webb is a member of the Heber 10th Ward, Heber City, Utah East Stake. End of note. Sidebar: the spirit of love reaches across language barriers. There is a purity about it that lifts the soul and causes us all to realize that we are the children of the same God. Elder Lawrence C. Dunn, 1930-2001, of the 70, The Gospel of Love, Ensign, November 1985, page 12, end of sidebar. End of the article, Guests for General Conference, by Kimberly Webb.
FHE Poster Article.